quite windy on Paignton. There are many, many people. It's Sunday morning, 10 o'clock, quarter past. Tide is out. Lots of people with dogs. Lots and lots of people. Lots and lots of dogs. Beautiful sea. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 sails. Some sort of large military vessel. A ferry. Small ferry. Fishing vessel. Wind is blowing out to sea mostly. So as the waves go out, they're being blown back onto the incoming ones. And I think I might go for a fairly long walk today. So I'll pause and catch up somewhere else on another beach further along. Pause in that special way that this app doesn't really like. Passing through Goodrington Sands, and the north bit of here in particular is great for sound because the cliffs curve around, and so does the sea wall, and that wall is concave. It's possibly even a parabola parts, so in different spaces here you get terrific bouncy sound things, which I'm not going to sort of try to record right now because you probably just predicting it will be very difficult, but it's great. And further on the other side there's a really impressive echo somehow, maybe from down here or somewhere else, when the steam train passes. Now I don't think it's scheduled to go soon, so don't expect to hear it for you this time, but maybe another day. In terms of stuff washed up, oh dear, there's a dog with it. You know, those frisbees, but there's nothing in the middle. He's got that in his mouth, wrapped around the back of his head, and sheepdog, very happy with it. Anyway, in terms of stuff washed up on the beach, pretty much just seaweed. There's lots of worm casts here, which are nice. Tiniest bits of little green seaweed, and then some wrack, and that's more or less it. Yeah, fairly sparse otherwise, with the tide this far out, I suppose. Still many boats. Oh, is that a kite surfer? There's a kite surfer way up. Actually, it's paraglider? Let's see. Okay, I've got my teeny tiny binoculars in one hand. And we've got the kite. And it's a kite surfer. Although I think he or she was clear of the water a little while ago. Now here she is, underwater. Fantastic amount of especially sails out there. And there's the little ferry. All these sails are they're brightly coloured. Our kite surfer is back. Oh, it's splendid. Oh, there's a great big ship. Well, a very large sailing vessel. I'll need to learn the name for that as well, where they have the sail right out of the front, the triangular one right out of the front. Two masts, Very, very nice indeed. Still on Goodrington Sands, and there's much more seaweed now. Clumps of the belt stuff, but also what I think might be carrageen moss. So that's quite nice to see for a change. I haven't seen it before, noticed it before. And yeah, much more seaweed. And some limpets on the rocks back there. There's a couple of rocks just sort of very slightly emerging from the sand. And then there are more still underwater. And there we find, well, there's one cormorant standing on a rock. And there's another one. It just appeared up from underwater. And he's very near. He's less than 10 metres. Maybe 10 metres away. So that's really close. Very close in for him. So it must get deep quite quickly. There he is again, back out. On we go. I'm continuing along the southwest coastal path. Not stopping off at some of the coves here, which I've been on before. I will go there with you another time. For now, the path is on the clifftop, not too far in. On the landward side of the railway line, looking back at Salt Cross Cove, you can see a few people there. It's very, very nice there. And there are indeed walkers on the other headland admiring it. Yeah, I'm gonna. only a few minutes left in this audio boo, so I'm not gonna take you to the beach next. Well, I can hear something that I suspect the iPhone can't just yet. So I'll pause and I'll go out on that. Right. 2.5 minutes. Am I being overly optimistic? It's hard to tell. I can see what I want to record. It does leave quite a footprint. Cheery wave from the engine driver of Goliath, and from some passengers, and on we go amidst all the clouds of steam. Have a good weekend.